Hello, Awe Islanders. Today we are happy to share a favorite story and relaxation with you. Before we begin, we want to remind the grown-ups who are listening that hundreds of Be Calm on Awe Island episodes are available on Patreon. Looking for a particular favorite story or special meditation? Want stories about dragon or episodes read by a female or male narrator? You can find just the right story at patreon.com/Awe Island. Now let's get ready to relax. Hello, Awe Islanders. Let's see if you have everything you want to be calm on Awe Island. Are the lights in your room dim or off? Do you have your favorite blanket or listening buddy? Before we begin our story, let's relax by taking 3 deep dragon breaths. Breathe in through your nose, filling up your belly, and then out through your mouth, imagining you are breathing fire. Ready? Deep breath, in and out. Again, deep breath, in and out. Last one, fill up your belly, deep breath, in and out. Today, the air will help you feel calm, as if you are resting on a cloud. This is all pretend, and you are very safe. You will start by focusing on your feet. Slowly move up to your head and end by thinking about your entire body. Ready to find your cloud? It is in a warm and sunny sky. The cloud is soft and fluffy, like a giant pillow. The breeze circles you as you lie back on the cozy pile of fluff. Think about your feet, focusing on how they feel. Do your feet feel warm or cool as they float on the soft cloud? Do you feel the breeze whooshing between your toes? Does the wind tickle the bottom of your feet? Let the cloud float your body up and breathe like a dragon, in and out. Focus on your legs. How do they feel? Let the cloud support them. Your legs are light and floating, just like your feet. Relax and feel the warm breeze swirl around you as the soft cloud gently rocks you. Back and forth, back and forth. Think about your back. How does it feel? Relax into the fluffy cloud and breathe like a dragon, in and out. The soft cloud hugs and gently rocks you as you float in the air. How do your hands feel? Your hand is open with your fingers spread out, allowing the breeze to circle them. Feel your hands soften as they float on the warm cloud. Your body is light and calm, hugged by the comfy little cloud. Think about your arms. How do they feel? The wind gently swirls around them as you rest your arms on the fluffy cloud. With your feet, legs, back, hands, and arms all relaxing, notice the lightness in your body and float. Focus on your shoulders. Feel them soften as they settle into the cloud. Breathe like a dragon, in and out. The cloud hugs your body gently and rocks you back and forth, back and forth. Think about your neck. Is it relaxed and soft? Feel the wind sway your head from side to side as your head rests on your cloud pillow. Enjoy the feeling of comfort as the cloud gently cushions your head, loosening your jaw and your forehead. The soft breeze swirls around your face and body, relaxing you even more. Now, your whole body is floating as the cozy cloud supports your feet, legs, back, hands, arms, shoulders, and neck. Relax and feel the cloud hug and rock you back and forth. Back and forth, wrapped in the airy blanket. As you continue to float, let's take 3 more deep dragon breaths. Deep breath in and out. Breathing in through your nose and breathing fire out of your mouth. Again, deep breath in and out. Last one, fill up your belly. Deep breath in and out. Great job, everyone. I hope you are tucked in nice and cozy. Okay, I think we're ready to begin our story. Let's be calm on Awe Island. Our story today is Happy Hiding. The eager dragon peered out from the cozy cave and watched as the sun settled down to rest for the night. The hum from the sparkling train faded into the distance, and the dragon knew it was time to visit the sanctuary again. The dragon stepped outside the cave, stretched its wings wide, and then lifted up off the ground. Hovering above the forest, the dragon looked for the train's tracks and then followed them once again to visit Oliver the elephant and Henrietta the hippopotamus. The dragon carefully landed next to a peaceful pool of water and admired the magnificent new land. Henrietta floated up from her spot in the pool, and Oliver came running over. "What should we do today?" the little elephant asked eagerly. "Why don't we play hide and seek?" the little hippo suggested. "Do you know how to play?" she asked the dragon. The dragon shook its head, unsure of what hide and seek was. "That's okay," Oliver said. "We'll teach you." So the little elephant and hippo explained how to play hide and seek. "Do you want to hide first or seek first?" Oliver asked. The dragon took a deep dragon breath in and out. And the flames showed the dragon covering its eyes. "Okay, you want to seek first," Henrietta said. "Cover your eyes and count to 100 while we hide." The little dragon covered its eyes, but felt unsure. 100 was a big number, and the dragon had not counted that high before. The dragon decided to try anyway. So the dragon began counting. 1, 2, 3, all the way up to 100. The dragon felt so proud of the counting that hide and seek was almost forgotten. Then the dragon remembered and started to look around. Henrietta and Oliver had disappeared. Where had they gone? The dragon looked carefully at the pool and saw tiny bubbles floating to the surface. The dragon stepped closer to the pool and could see a dark shape in the water. Reaching into the pool, the dragon tapped the little hippo on the shoulder. Henrietta floated up to the surface of the water and smiled. "You found me," she said. "Now let's look for Oliver." The dragon looked around, but didn't see the elephant. The only thing in sight was a rock sitting in the mud puddle between the trees. Then the rock moved. The dragon smiled and hurried over. It was Oliver. The dragon and hippo laughed at the elephant's disguise. Then they decided to join in on the fun. So the dragon bent down and rolled onto its back. The dragon wiggled and rolled until completely coated with the thick, dark brown mud. Henrietta did the same. They laughed as they looked at each other, hidden behind their mud masks. Slowly, the mud began to dry, and the elephant, hippo, and dragon felt stiff. "Maybe we should rinse off," Oliver suggested. So back to the pool they went, becoming more and more stiff as they walked. When Oliver reached the bank of the pool, he immediately dipped his trunk into the cool water. Oliver sucked the water up into his trunk and lifted it out of the water. He held the water in his trunk and slowly reached up and over his back. The water sprayed as if it were coming out of a hose. Mud began to melt off Oliver's back. Again, Oliver dipped his trunk and used it to spray the mud off his sides. Slowly, the little elephant turned from brown back to gray. Then Oliver turned his trunk towards Henrietta and the dragon. The little elephant's trunk sprayed the mud off the little hippo as she walked past and ducked underneath the surface of the water. The dragon felt the mud melting off. Oliver filled his trunk again and showered the dragon with sparkling clean water. Soon the dragon was green and red again. After they were all clean, the dragon yawned. It was time to go to bed. The dragon waved goodbye and left to find the sparkling train for a ride home. Just in time for the starlit ride, the dragon climbed aboard and rode home to the enchanting forest. The dragon waved goodbye to the friendly train and trudged home. Reaching the cozy cave, the sleepy dragon crept back to the soft bed of moss. A tail curled around the peaceful dragon, and grateful thoughts rolled through the mind. Thankful for the new game, the little dragon hoped to share it with all the new friends in all the different lands. The dragon was very grateful to be part of such an enchanted world. With eyes closed, the little dragon wrapped arms and tail around in a tight hug, and then relaxed, taking a deep breath in and out. The dragon relaxed into the mossy bed. With another breath, the dragon calmed. And smiled. Then one more deep breath. In and out. The dragon's mind quieted and drifted to sleep, dreaming of great places to hide. Thank you for joining us to be calm on Awe Island. See you next time.